Cargo of Eagles by Marjorie Allingham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Cargo of Eagles by Marjorie Allingham. Chapter 1. Back Door to London. The rain was falling in a sweet, relentless fashion, as it does in spring in London, and it was all very peaceful and pleasant, if uncompromisingly wet. The voice in the car echoed the unhurried pace of the afternoon. I found this absurd place salty you're so interested in. Perfectly enchanting in an offbeat sort of way, but I'm damned if I can tell you quite why. It was a young man talking to a middle-aged one. He was not being completely disingenuous, for subsequent generations seldom are with each other, but at least he was playing scrupulously fair. I realise that the whole township, or as you'd say, village, pretends to be deeply and secretly wicked, which is naive and kind of endearing. I wish I had more to report on it, he went on. But unfortunately, its modern life appears to be almost entirely vegetable. If you were interested in its history, I could do better. I'm very sure a full-scale archaeological dig there would pay off, for one thing. But the living inhabitants are not exactly go-ahead, except for the couple at the pub who are working like hell, or at least the woman is, to get a little tourist trade. She having any luck? The lighter voice of Mr. Albert Campion betrayed interest. He had curled his long body in the passenger seat of the Lotus Elan and seemed anxious to talk. The driver shook his head.